Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make time for you a habit. Even if you are not entirely sure what hobbies or passions you'd like to pursue, carving out time for yourself can help you start to figure this out. In my most recent book, Tranquility by Tuesday, I talk about my 9 favorite time management rules that can help people calm the chaos and make time for what matters. One of those rules, rule number 7 to be exact, is to take one night for you. I challenge busy people to spend a few hours a week on something that is not work and is not caring for family. It is just for you. Doing so can make life feel more sustainable and joyful. Ideally, this night for you involves a commitment to something you find energizing. I sing in a choir on Thursday nights. Some people have a regular tennis game with a partner, or play on a softball team, or attend a painting class, or volunteer at a food bank every Wednesday after work. These are all great ideas. But sometimes people tell me that they are not sure what they would do with their night off. They don't have a particular passion or hobby that seems to lend itself to this. Or if they do, there might not be great opportunities for that thing in their community. I do think that in this wide world, and especially if we consider all the virtual options out there, people can come up with something. But even if you are not sure what you would do, I'd strongly suggest committing to take a few hours a week to explore your interests in the hopes of figuring it out. Time for you can be a habit, even if you're not totally sure what you will do with it. If you've got young kids, there are obvious logistical challenges with this. So if you've got a co-parent, one great idea is just to trade off. Each of you gets one night off each week and you cover for each other. On your night off, just go do something. Visit a friend, go to a bookstore, sit in a coffee shop, take a walk, go to the gym, maybe go to a movie or anything along those lines. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be reasonably enjoyable. The next week during your time off, do the same thing or do something else. See what you enjoy. If you keep finding yourself doing something similar, that might be a clue to your interests. If you always wind up in your town's museum or galleries, you might enjoy an art class. If you find you really enjoy a particular class at your gym, you can start thinking of yourself as a regular and get to know the other attendees. Or you can use this time to sit in a coffee shop and think about what you enjoyed as a kid and brainstorm ways to do this now. If you don't have someone who can easily cover for your kids, this is obviously more complicated. I do think that having one night off a week might be a reasonable use of babysitting funds. Over the long run, getting one night off each week can make you a more present and happy person. But if that is not going to fly, you might also be able to build up a community of other folks in similar circumstances who can cover for each other. A friend gets Tuesday night off, and you take her kids, and she takes your kids on Thursday nights. But by figuring out a way to build this time into your life, you will start thinking about what you'd like to do with it. You will start approaching your leisure time with more intention. You will start thinking about possibilities, rather than assuming that there is no time. You do have time. That one night a week, you take for you. After a few weeks of trying different things, you might have more insight into what you enjoy. Or you can start following the clues. You find your aerobics class at the gym reasonably interesting, but a fellow attendee mentions that she just started a tap dancing class at a nearby studio and loves it. You go try that out. And just like that, you find a new passion that will have you looking forward to Tuesday nights. Make time for you a habit, and you will start to figure out what you like to do. It really is as simple as that. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.